Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back here to 560 WQAM. Greg Likens here with you on this Friday night. Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour. We got some Celia Cruz, right? No? Did I say her name wrong?
Joe Arroyo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, who is this?
Joe Arroyo.
It's a guy?
Yes.
Doesn't he sound like Celia Cruz?
He does.
Okay, at least give me that, right?
Yes.
Or did I just mess that up completely?
No.
Wait, do you have any Celia Cruz so we can compare it to this?
I do. I can pull something up for you.
Like, this guy sounds like Celia Cruz, in my opinion. Maybe I'm way off here. While you pull that up, I'll tell everybody that the Boston Celtics are off to a massive start against the Indiana Pacers. They're at the free throw line with 2 seconds to go in the first quarter, but they are about to put up, well, at least 40 points. They're up 40-28 on the Pacers as Jaylen Brown came up short on the first free throw, but they may make another. Meanwhile, the Raptors are distancing themselves from the Magic, 83-67, 9.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. This sounds eerily similar.
Now, this is Celia Cruz.
Yeah, let's wait till she starts singing. That sounds just like that other guy. What was the other guy's name? Joe something?
Joe Arroyo.
Joe Arroyo? They sound the same. They sound the same.
I can see where you can.
Those two sound the same. Or similar, at least. I think I was just a little overconfident. Thought I could name one of the few Latin singers that I know off the top of my head. Everybody knows Celia Cruz. I messed that one up, didn't I?
Not really.
Joe Arroyo and Celia Cruz.
You get a pass. You're
I'm
fine.
Writing those down here. I got to listen to those songs later. One of our texters says, come on, Greg, we don't all sound alike. I didn't want to turn it into that. I didn't mean that. You got to admit, Hylia, did it sound more similar when you heard it than maybe you thought originally?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm with you.
At least give me that.
I'm with you.
Maybe not exactly.
Although one is Colombian, one is Cuban.
See, now I'm going to be in trouble at home. My Colombian fiance is not going to let me hear the end of that, right?
She shouldn't.
The Colombian guy sounds like the Cuban woman.
Yeah, that was kind of bad.
This Joe Arroyo guy sounds like Celia Cruz, at least in my book. We're getting a bunch of texts here about a little bit going on with the Dolphins and then some people about different TV shows. We'll get to those here in a moment, but we are also having some phone calls come our way. 954-305-567-0560, 567-0560. Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's go all the way up to the Bronx where Ty has been standing by. Ty, a very good Friday night to you. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, young man. Happy holiday to you and to Hallelujah.
Same to you, Ty. What's going on?
I'm good, man. I cannot wait till you post your monologue in about, 2 weeks after the draft? Like a week after the draft?
Right? Yeah, somewhere in there, yes.
Boy, I'm looking forward to that. And please, I know he meant well, but you got to kill Ross on it, man, for saying what he said as soon as the season was over. You got to kill him on that, Greg. Got to.
What do we have to do?
Kill Ross for saying what he said the day after the season was
over. Oh, yeah, well.
I mean, those things you keep on the wraps, you don't let the world know.
I agree. That was inexcusable.
No, yes, it was. Let me say this to you. I've been dying to ask this to you for about a week and a half. where it is, that guy, Hoskins, he is falling, okay? He won't get past the Redskins, but this is my question to you. If he gets to 13 and you Miami, would you take him?
It all depends, Ty, on how they've evaluated him. See, my thought on this is if Chris Greer is sold that he can be a franchise quarterback, then it's a no-brainer. You take him and you don't even think about it. But if they're not convinced that that's the case and they think they can get a better quarterback maybe next year, then I go get whoever they have rated higher on their board who can help you because they have positions of need all over the roster. So I think it all comes down to their evaluation. But I'd say in theory, though, Ty, like if it's me, and again, I'm no expert, if that quarterback falls to me, then knowing the Dolphins' lack of quarterback on their roster, then I would take him. But, you know, I guess we kind of have to trust in this process, so to speak, with Brian Flores and Chris Greer collaborating moving forward.
You know what I would do, Greg, honestly? You and Hector, I would take him. Or I would dangle him that pick to the Redskins and get a King's ransom because you know Daniel Snyder overpays when they need something like a quarterback. But if I do take him, this is what I would do. I would not even let him touch a football this upcoming season. I would let, what's our guy who's the assistant head coach?
The assistant head coach?
I know, not Caldwell.
Oh, Jim Caldwell, yes.
I would let Jim Caldwell work with him all calendar year long. I'm talking from the day we draft him until the week before draft next year. And if Caldwell says to Flores, he's ready to go, just like the Chiefs did with Mahomes, I'll roll with it, okay? Because the one thing about this kid I do like is he has a magnificent arm. And he is, what, 70% of his passes, 50 touchdowns and 8 interceptions in the Big Ten. You know, and I will also say this. Keeping with Haskins, I think a year under Caldwell's tutelage, I think that will do that young man a world of good. But if they pass on him, or he doesn't get there, I would try and trade with the Redskins and see if they want that pick to try to get a Daniel Jones or somebody, because you know they're scared we're going to pick a quarterback. They don't buy a word what Chris Greer is saying.
Right. Well, either you trade with them or maybe even the Giants, who have the 17th pick, if they pass on him at 6, maybe they're interested.
But I don't see Gettleman being a fool like Snyder. See, Snyder's a fool. He's a fool. Okay, if we can rip them blind like the Rams did a few years back for RG3, just do it and don't look back and build the trenches like a lot of Texas have been saying, and we'll wait for next year for the big bonanza draft. But if Haskins is there, I never thought I would say this, Greg. I would take him. Don't let him touch football for a calendar year. Let Caldwell just work specifically with him and nobody else and see what we got next spring. That said, I love both of you guys, you and Hialeah. Enjoy your holiday this weekend. And Likens, you know how I feel about you. I'm not going to say it. You're the best, bro. Okay?
Appreciate it, Ty.
You and Hialeah. Be good. Have a good night.
All right. You have a good one. Thanks as always, Ty. Good to hear from Ty in the Bronx. Hear what he said there. Dwayne Haskins. I mentioned a couple of these mock drafts that are projecting Haskins to go to the Dolphins. It's an interesting, intriguing scenario for a team that certainly needs a quarterback. But again, if you're listening, Hailey, can you look real quick in our audio for Chris Greer from Wednesday and his commentary on the quarterback? He was asked about the quarterback position. We're kind of putting you on the spot here, so I'll give you time to find that. But, you know, when you hear this, it wasn't exactly a great moment if you're a quarterback thinking that the Dolphins may be interested, because what I didn't get the feeling, or excuse me, I should say I got the feeling from Chris Greer that he has no interest in this quarterback class whatsoever. You ready for this one, Hialeah?
Again, because we didn't spend a lot of time with a lot of those guys last year. You know, we obviously thought a couple of those quarterbacks last year were really special. I think this class is a good class of quarterbacks. I would say that again, like all of them, this class probably has some players that haven't started as many games as you would like to see, you know, in terms of helping you paint the picture for what they could be. So it's a little more projection on a lot of them, but I would say overall it's a good quarterback class.
Okay. So, you know, he didn't sound all that thrilled. He did go on to say that there were five elite defensive linemen in this draft. So he would go, he's like, hey, let's hear that one, Hector.
Off the top of my head, there's probably five that are, you know, that you think are, because it's going to be scheme specific. You know, some will be really good 30 front fits and other guys will be the 40 front. So, but I'd say there's five really good players that you feel really good about. Then there's after that, I mean, elite, but then there's a lot of good players too.
So there you go. He's willing to say there's five elite and then a bunch of other good players at one position, but at the quarterback, he's like, yeah, I'm not going to say very much about it. So either it's the ultimate smokescreen or he truly does not think all that highly of this year's quarterback class. So who knows? It's intriguing to say the least. And Ty brings up some good points. We've got some texters that are chiming in here. Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota, text line 56022. One of our texters says, it would be so Dolphins to draft Haskins, miss out on Tua. Haskins turned into a bust, and Tua turns into Tom Brady.
Negative thoughts, man.
Oh, well, this is what's happened when the team, year after year after year, consistently makes the wrong decisions. Another texter says, would you rather have Haskins or Josh Rosen, all things being equal, 13th pick? A lot of this depends on how the Dolphins evaluated Rosen, which we're not privy to that information. But according to the reports we've heard, last year they really liked Sam Darnold and they really liked Baker Mayfield. And so those were the first two quarterbacks off the board. Then they were out of the running for a quarterback they really liked. So I'd prefer Haskins if it's me. Because, like, I think Josh Rosen was in a tough spot last year. Didn't have a lot of talent around him, to be sure. But we've already seen him struggle on the NFL level. Doesn't mean he can't turn things around and play good football. But I like the idea of having your own guy. Like, Rosen, to no fault of his own, to a certain extent, feels like it would be like the Cardinals would be helping you recycle him here, right? Haskins, it's like, that's our guy. We drafted him. We had conviction. And you're bringing him in right off the bat as your franchise quarterback. That's just, maybe that's stupid. Maybe Josh Rosen is much better player based on the talent evaluator's opinion, and that's the way to go. So this is just me kind of speculating here, and I would go with Haskins if all things are equal. Okay, so one of our texters said, hey, come on, Greg, we don't all sound alike. Because I said this Joe Arroyo character sounds like Celia Cruz with the music we played earlier. Another texter says, hey, don't worry. All the white callers on Sports Talk radio shows sound the same to me. Okay. We're even then.
Are you sure? That's kind of a butcher job by you.
By me?
You should know better.
I should know better?
Yes.
I should know better. And you know what I should know better about? I shouldn't know better in terms of identifying the two singers. I should know better as to not boldly proclaim that sounds like Celia Cruz, right? I should just know that I should err on the side of caution.
Someone like myself could tell the difference, but I can understand. I could see where you could not distinguish.
This is what I'm going to do. You're going to tell me the name in the break of that Joe Arroyo song. I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to write down the Celia Cruz song, and then later I'm going to play both songs for my fiance and maybe some of her family members. And see if she feels the same way. But she'll probably give me a really, really hard time about this as well.
Could you record this while it happens?
I'll work on that. Another texter says, why are the Miami Hurricanes playing in Orlando? If you don't know the backstory on this, the Rolling Stones were supposed to open up their, like, I don't know if it's a world tour or their national tour tomorrow night at Hard Rock Stadium. But because Mick Jagger, the lead singer, had to have, I think, like heart surgery, some sort of serious surgery, they had to postpone the concert. So the Hurricanes normally would have Hard Rock Stadium as the location for their spring game, but because of this concert that was going to take place there, they decided to move it to Orlando. And that's the story there. It also kind of gives them a precursor to the game against the Florida Gators, which is going to take place in Orlando. So it allows a little bit of a practice for that as well. Okay, I want to read a couple of these back, these text messages. Somebody says, Hannah on Amazon Prime is fire. Great show. Haven't seen that one. I've heard of it, but have not seen that one. Somebody else commenting on the draft picks. You know, I was going through the history of the first rounds that the Dolphins have not made a selection. It says, Greg, look at the common denominator here. We were drafting in the late 20s back then. All of our picks are now are 15 or higher. It's a damn shame. Goes to show you what a good regime can do for you. Good point there. Another text says, top five TV shows of all time are The Wire, Sopranos, Breaking Bad, Curb Your Enthusiasm, The Shield. What's Hector's review of the list? Do you like any of those shows? Hector, we got The Wire, Sopranos, Breaking Bad, Curb Your Enthusiasm, The Shield.
I'm with the Sopranos pick. Solid. I'm definitely with the Curb pick. Curb is probably one of my favorite shows.
Love Curb Your Enthusiasm, yeah.
One of the funnier shows on television.
I got to admit, I have not seen The Wire, haven't seen Breaking Bad, haven't seen The Shield.
Breaking Bad is also, before Game of Thrones, there was Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
That was up there. The Wire I have not seen. And The Shield, whatever.
Somebody says the only way this draft is successful is for them to come away with multiple second and third round picks. Another says this draft has to be about building the trenches. We need to trade down a possible gain picks and grab a project quarterback in the mid rounds. That's from Fallen Poultry. Somebody else says McMafia on Amazon, amazing show. Okay, there you go. We'll come back. I'm going to update you on the scores of the NBA games that are going on right now and the Marlins game as well. And we've been teasing it. We're going to talk some Game of Thrones next here on QAM. We're back here on 560 WQAM. Greg Likens here with you. Hylia Hector with me as well. Taking up until 10 o'clock. Game of Thrones, final season, episode 2, coming up Sunday night. Now, I suppose we should provide the spoiler alert, right, for those of you who have not seen the first episode of the last season, which took place last Sunday, that we're going to talk about it. So this is your warning, right? Is that fair, Hylia?
You sound like one of these YouTubers that do that spoiler alert thing.
Yeah. Before they give their review and everything.
Yeah, you should do a YouTube channel. I'd subscribe.
I have a YouTube channel.
I'd subscribe.
Okay, there you go. I think Ty in the Bronx would too, right?
Yeah, Ty is our boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Love Ty. He's the only caller we take at this moment.
So, Game of Thrones. I got to ask you first, Tyler. What'd you think of episode number one of the final season? Again, just one of six. Only six episodes in this final landmark season.
At first, I thought it was too short. And then I realized that, the run times were obviously, given out to the public, so we should have known this beforehand. Then I thought, not a lot happened, but after watching it a second time and discussing it with friends and people, there was a lot that happened.
I agree. I think after the fact, I appreciated it more than I did while watching it. I will say I thought it was a little short. I was under the impression, Hylia, that all of the episodes in this final season would be over an hour long. And I guess my assumption now is that most of them will be, because that first one was, 55 minutes or so?
I think they clocked it in at like 57, 58.
Okay.
Because it started like at 9:03 and at 59 it was over.
Yeah, because I was under the impression that all of the episodes would be over an hour. And clearly the first one wasn't.
Right. The second one isn't either. The second one is literally 59 minutes at 59 mark.
Yeah, see, I'm a little disappointed at that. Now, I didn't think a lot happened in the first episode. You kind of assume that the first episode of a season is going to kind of lay the groundwork, so
set
to speak.
Set the tone.
But I will say that it was something, I know you and I talked about off the air the other night, but something that I didn't realize at the time, because let's be honest, there are so many different storylines, so many different characters, so many different little details that if you don't read the books, and now you're well beyond the books and all that stuff, but some of these things that perhaps either you don't pick up on just flat out or you forget about from episodes past. But I was unaware until talking to some folks afterwards that it was significant that Jon Snow rode the dragon.
Right. I mean, I'm sure people on the show should have picked up on it that, you know,
like,
hey, look at
Jon
Snow on a dragon.
Right.
Let me put two and two together. Oh, damn, he has Targaryen blood.
Yeah.
If somebody explained this to me. But apparently nobody really, you know, noticed. But I thought it was really soon that Samwell Tarly told him his, you know, his true name, six of his name, Aegon Targaryen.
Well, so what I'm wondering now moving forward is how much of the final season is going to be about facing, you know, the White Walkers and the dead people versus this potential inner strife within, you know, the group that I think everybody's rooting for, right? Like everybody who's in the North right now with, you know, Khaleesi and Jon Snow and this whole thing and how that dynamic's going to change. And then how the Lannisters, you know, outside of Tyrion and Jaime, but how the Lannisters were, you know, back down at their home base, how they play a role in this as well, right? Because I get the feeling that this fight with the White Walker is going to happen sooner than maybe people anticipated. And then there's going to be a storyline of after defeating them, assuming they defeat them, that's my assumption, they defeat them, but then how is the power then distributed after that happens, right? Who is going to end the show on the throne, so
right.
to speak?
Yeah, does Cersei make it out alive? Do they push north? What happens to Tyrion? What happens to Jaime?
What happens to, if Cersei is on the fleet of ships and she's just out on the water and is immune to the White Walkers, you know, how that plays out.
Does the Iron Islands play a role in this?
Right.
There's a lot of things, a lot of storylines.
Yeah, tons of storylines. So it's going to be really, really fascinating to be sure. But
when does Khaleesi deliver her baby?
Oh.
Come on, that's obvious. We have to think that she's pregnant with Jon Snow's kid.
Right, but they're not going to be able to speed up enough, are they? Unless the last episode they like flash forward in time or something.
Yeah, they'd have to have a major time jump.
Right, they would. By the way, just real quick, want to update everybody on the scores. So it's a 3-point game between the Raptors and the Magic with 12 seconds left. 96-93. Raptors are the free throw line. Kawhi Leonard is at the line. And so they're up three, and he just made the first one. So they're up four with just under 13 seconds left. The other game, Boston has a slight 57-56 lead over the Pacers with a minute 40 to go in the second quarter. And the late game tonight, which is going to tip off in just a few minutes, Portland at Oklahoma City. So that's the update there. Kawhi Leonard made both free throws. 5-point game with just under 13 seconds left. So the Magic going to try to draw something up there in the timeout. Let's see. We got somebody here says some of us don't care about this. Somebody else says, I have a degree in television and radio. We had classes that the entire subject matter was studying The Wire and Breaking Bad from a filmmaking standpoint because they set the industry standard. Very interesting. That is cool. Thanks for passing that along. We got another one says, hey, damn, Likens and Hialeah, I'm in love with ESPN host Cassidy Hubbard, and she doesn't know it yet. How do I date her? Now, did somebody text this in, or did you text that in, Hialeah? Because I thought you were in love with
her.
Yeah,
I thought I was the one that was.
You got some competition, apparently.
Apparently, because I'm in the same boat.
I also think she's married, but
that doesn't matter.
Okay.
But that's besides the point. But, I mean, I thought I was the original Cassidy crusher, you know?
I thought so, too. I remember that pretty distinctly.
Well, I guess I have competition. Because I'm in the same boat. That's basically the situation I'm in.
Like, how do you date her? How do you get her attention?
Well, I've tried on Instagram.
Yeah, I know. You've tried on Instagram. I think you've tried on Twitter from what I've seen as well.
Yes, I did make it public on Twitter.
Yeah.
On Instagram, it's a little bit more low-key. I could just slide into her DMs and nobody can know anything.
Well, unless she takes a picture of it.
Unless she takes a picture.
Posts it.
But at that point, I should feel proud that she's, you know.
At that point, I think a lot of people would respect you more and say, hey, you shot your shot. You went for it.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, hey, Hialeah, I'll say this. I know you and I will both enjoy whatever happens Sunday night, Game of Thrones episode 2 of the final season. Hey, if you missed it earlier, we had a great conversation with Omar Kelly from the South Florida Sun Sentinel talking all things Dolphins and the NFL draft. When we come back, we'll have that for you. That's next here on QAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.